Chapter 14. At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard the report concerning Jesus, and said to his servants, "This is John the Baptist. He is risen from the dead. That is why these powers work in him." For Herod had arrested John, and bound him, and put him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife. For John said to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." And though he wanted to kill him, he feared the crowd because they regarded him as a prophet. But when Herod's birthday came, the daughter of Herodias danced among them and pleased Herod. Whereupon he promised with an oath to give her whatever she should ask. And she, being prompted by her mother, said, "Give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist." And the king was grieved, but for the sake of his oaths, and of those who sat at the table with him, he commanded it to be given, and he sent and beheaded John in the prison. And his head was brought on a platter, and given to the young woman, and she brought it to her mother. Then his disciples came, and took the dead body, and buried him, and they went and told Jesus. Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat, to a secluded place to be alone. When the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the cities. And he went out, and he saw a large crowd, and he had compassion on them, and healed their sick. Now when evening had come, the disciples came to him, saying, "This place is desolate, and the hour is already late. Send the crowds away, that they may go into the villages, and buy themselves food." But he said to them, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." And they told him, "We only have here 5 loaves and 2 fish. So he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he commanded the crowds to sit down on the grass, and he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed, broke and gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples gave to the crowds. And they all ate and were filled, and they took up 12 baskets full of that which remained left over from the broken pieces. Now those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. And immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and to go ahead of him to the other side, while he sent the crowds away. And after he had sent the crowds away, he went up into the mountain by himself to pray. When evening had come, he was there alone. But the boat was now hundreds of yards from the land, distressed by the waves, for the wind was against it. And in the watch between 3 and 6 in the morning, he came to them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It's a ghost." And they screamed with fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Cheer up. It is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the waters." He said, "Come." Peter stepped down from the boat, and walked on the water and went toward Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he yelled, saying, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus stretched out his hand, took hold of him, and said to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got up into the boat, the wind ceased. Those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "You are truly the Son of God." When they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. When the people of that place recognized him, they sent into all that surrounding region, and brought to him all who were sick, and they begged him that they might just touch the fringe of his garment. And all who touched it were healed.